Backstage.
I'm joined by Steve Steinman from Oldham. Obviously, hit the milestone now. 20 years of being a producer, director, filling some of the biggest theatres and concert halls. You might remember him back in 1993 when Matthew Kelly said those immortal words. Go on, Steve, you say it.
Tonight, Matthew, I'm going to be Meatloaf.
And you never looked back, really, did you?
I didn't, to be honest. No, it just took off from there and onwards. It just went on and on and on. And then after sort of 7 or 8 years doing the Meatloaf story, I produced, I wrote and directed, and I've been doing that for 10-plus, for, I don't know, it's longer, 17 years, but with the Vampires Rock Show. So it's been ongoing. It's just non-stop, and I'll do 40 so dates of Vampires Rock, and then I have a little breather, and then I do 40, 50 days of the Meatloaf Show. So, I'm touring constantly. I've never stopped touring for 27 years.
Now, originally an Oldham boy.
Yeah.
But now where are you living?
I live over in Nottinghamshire now.
Why?
Well, yeah, everybody says that. But what it was, I'd got a contract to go out to South Africa. It was a 2-year deal, and I thought, you know what, I'm going to sell up, go out there for 2 years, and then I'll decide where I want to be. And we did that, and we went out, and we ended up going out there for a little bit longer than 2 years, me and my wife, and we worked like hell over there. We did Sun City, and we toured South Africa, all these big casinos, and it was a fantastic time. And then I thought, right, it's time to come back, and we looked at the map, and I thought, there you go, Nottinghamshire, right in the middle, we got the M6, got the M1, we got the A1, let's do that. And that's what I did, because I knew I'd be touring, and it's just so great for road networks. And that was the reason.
Poor Oldham bit the bullet on that.
I don't think I'm missing out to you.
Well, I'll tell you what, you know, next time you're back, I'm going to take you back up to Oldham. We'll have some rag pudding.
You know what I do, miss? You know, you're pudding and chips. You know, I don't think I've had pudding and chips for about 25 years. You know, that's what I do, miss, because you can't seem to get it anywhere, can you?
No.
You know, it's suet pudding and chips, nice thick gravy. You just don't get it.
Shooting stars falling through your trembling hands. While you were licking your lips and your lipstick shining, I was dying just to ask for a taste. While we were lying together in a silver lining by the light of the moon, you know there's not another moment, not another moment, not another moment to waste. Oh, well, you're always so
kissing me. You took the words right out of my mouth. Oh, you must have been while you were kissing me. You took the words right
backstage.
Out of my mouth.
Right, back to the show.
Yeah.
So, last year's Vampire Rock, obviously you toured. Well, I've got to be honest with you. She was my favourite when she was on The X Factor. Don't forget, I'd like to be on the other side of the bars with her.
Yeah.
Former prison officer, Sam Bailey. What was it like working with Sam?
It's been great. We did our last show with her last week. It's been great. She's been awesome. She had an awesome voice. Because when I first, you know, because we had Toya in the show a few years ago, and people said, oh, what are you having Toya for? And, you know, and I choose the people who I work with because of what I think they can bring to that show and what I can bring to that character. And what I did, I invented a character called the Vampire Queen for Sam. And a voice, and I went for the voice, and she lives local to me, so it was great. So I could just pick the phone up and we could chat. And I said, yeah, you fancy doing this? And yeah, she was all over it. So we've just finished 40 dates, yeah. But she was awesome, the voice was brilliant, and that was the main thing for me.
Isn't it great you can just say that? I just picked up the phone, she lives local, popped in, you know, that's it. Sam Bailey. I mean, obviously...
she was going flipping heck, it's Steve Steinman ringing me up.
The thing is, I don't know if I'm supposed to mention this, but I saw the behind the scenes with you kind of touring on the studio, meeting up with Sam. Yeah. Sam, you know, doing her, you know, like little diva moments, were like, I want the blue M&Ms. Do you know what? I've got to be honest with you, and I don't know who to tell off first. The Ozzy Osbourne song, Changes.
Yeah.
It got stuck in my head like an earworm. Honestly, because and it will happen if you do check it out, by the way.
It's a great song, though, that, isn't it?
It's an amazing song by... Because, I mean, it was Ozzy and... Ozzy and Kelly.
Yeah.
But the thing is, it got stuck in my head, and then... I'm going to be honest with you. We'll give a little name drop. Your PA lady behind the scenes, Vicky.
Yeah.
I was talking to Vicky, and I said, at the time, I said, Vicky, you know, organising this interview, I said, Vicky, I can't get changes out of my head.
Well, that's a good thing. It means we're doing it right.
You were.
I feel unhappy. I am so sad. I lost the best friend that I ever had.
She is my baby, I love her so. But it's too late now, I've let her go.
The years we shared each day. I love you, Daddy, but I found my way.
You know the world is an evil place. My baby's grown.
Goodbye.
Now all my days,
Backstage.
What big power ballads are you going to be giving us when you come back to Manchester?
Well, Vampires, we're there, Opera House, aren't we, on the 6th of April. It's going to be mega. It's our last show of the whole of this year's tour of Vampires Rock. So it's, we always go full out, and it's great to do it in my hometown. So Vampires Rock, it's just, it's like, it's a rocktastic musical, you know. It's a combination of a musical and a concert. When I first came up with the idea, I'd go and watch a musical. I just kind of get a little bit bored, you know, with all the script and all the, you know, the storylines.
Yeah.
So this is very fast-moving, very silly, very comical, very funny, tongue-in-cheek. You know, it's not to be took. You know, people, we call it a rock and roll pantomime. That's basically what it is. And we just blast through some of the greatest classic rock anthems there is.
Yeah, because there's Queen, weren't they? There was Rainbow.
Queen, AC/DC, Whitesnake.
The Arrows. Well,
they're all in there. You know, it's like a dad's rock. You know, when you see him at Christmas and it's like a dad's rock album. It's as cheesy as they come, but the audience interaction is incredible. And that's what it's about. We, you know, did I make you laugh? Did I make you smile? Have you sang out loud? I've done my job. And that's basically what Vampires Rock is.
I've got to be honest with you. Soft Cell's reworking of Tainted Love, what you did. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, and we reworked Tainted Love, we reworked Holding Out for a Hero as well. And there's a few changes in there. And, you know, we do this a lot because I tour every single year. So what we do every single year, we try and bring something new to the show. So it's not like going watching, say, The Rocky Horror, where it's the same show constantly. They don't change it. They don't change the script. They don't say, we do. I'll change the jokes. I'll change the storyline slightly. But the essence of Vampires Rock is always the same. It's always the same silly storyline, but with changes. There'll be new characters. There'll be new script thrown in there, you know. I mean, sometimes some of the script comes about because we're doing it on stage and the ad-libs are flowing in Vampires Rock. And if the audience are getting involved, the ad-libs are going. And sometimes what we'll do then, we'll just keep the ad-libs. We'll just say, that was brilliant. That was dead funny. That, let's keep it. And that's how the show's progressed and evolved over the years, you know.
The thing is, I've seen clips of it, I've seen the show, it's big, it's bright, it's colourful, it's big hair, big earrings, big leather,
yes,
you
big
name it.
Time.
It's so colourful, it's such a colourful, it outshines Joseph.
Yeah.
It's so colourful, I've seen it, it's an amazing show. So, Steve, what's coming up for the summer and autumn of 2019?
Well, we start with, well, as soon as this is finished now, which will be Saturday, week of Saturday, and then we're finished, so then I get a week off, and then we start rehearsing then for Anything for Love, the Meat Love Story, which, incredibly, I'm touring with Lorraine Crosby, who sang Anything for Love with Meat Love. So that's going to be awesome, and we start that in May, and we are coming to Manchester at the end of the year, October, November time. We'll be in Manchester with it as well. So that's what I'll start doing now, and we've got, I think, 40-something dates for that, Anything for Love, the Meat Love Story. So that's my next big project, and that's going to be awesome. I love doing the Meat Love stuff. It's been great.
Because I've got a lot of friends from Oldham.
Yeah.
We'll have to do a reworking, me and you singing it together. I'll do anything for the love of Oldham, but I won't eat that pie. my mates from Oldham will
just
kill
for the
me for
Manchester
that.
Gig. Yeah.
Yeah, just for the Manchester gig only. I'm excited. You're going to be
completely
burnt out by the time, because I've seen the most powerful shows ever. Where's it all happening?
We're doing it on the 6th of April, Manchester Opera House. I think you can check out their website for tickets. These tickets are selling fast. We're probably over 1,000 mark now, so I think it holds about 1,500. So, yeah, week of Saturday, we're on it.
Steve Steinman, thank you for joining me this morning on Billy at Breakfast.
Top man.
I'll see you on the night. And next time you're in Manchester, look us up, mate.
I will, mate.
We'll
no worries.
We'll go for a pint and a rag pie.
Thank you, Billy. All the best, mate. And we'll see you on Steve.
I hear the ticking of the clock. I'm lying here, the room's pitch dark. I wonder where you are tonight. No answer on the telephone. The night goes by so very slow. Oh, I hope that it won't end though. secret is still my own, and my love for you is still unknown.
Diamond, we're at the Manchester Opera House with Vampires Rock. Get your tickets now. They're on sale and selling fast.
Steve, I love you.
Top man.
Mate, you're an absolute star. Thank you very much.
Thanks, pal. Bye.
Bye-bye.